मेंटर एंड डिसाइपल रिलेशनशिप दाइसुके केदा लेक्चर 11 बुद्धिस्ट कंपैशन रिलीविंग सफरिंग एंड इम्पार्टिंग जॉय। निचुरन डिक्लेयर्स दैट शेयर्ड सफरिंग दैट ऑल लिविंग बींग्स अंडरगो ऑल दिस आर निचुरन ओन सफरिंग। इट इज द सीजन ऑफ स्प्रिंग अगेन द यूथ चेरी ट्री इन फ्रंट ऑफ सोकाकाई हेडक्वार्टर इन सिनामा सिनाना नो माची इज एन इनफ्रीक्वेंट ब्लूम। The grand tree is almost the same age as the Soka Gakkai, which is heading towards the 80th anniversary of its founding in 2010. Cherry tree are also now in bloom at Makiguchi Moryo Hall in Hachioji, at many of our community and culture centers throughout Japan, including the Ota Culture Center in my hometown, and at Soka University and the Soka School in both Tokyo and Kansai. April 2, arriving always with the cherry blossom, is the anniversary of my mentor Josai Toda's death. It is a 51 years since he passed away. Throughout the time, I have continued an ongoing dialogue with him in my heart while waging one struggle after another as his disciple, bound by an eternal and indestructible bond transcending life and death. In the early days of our movement, Mr. Toda said, "The purpose of our Buddhist practice is to enjoy happiness throughout the eternity of life. The activity of the universe is the very epitome of compassionate action. Likewise, sharing the Daishin in Buddhism with others is an act of compassion. Compassionate action is the work of the Buddha. It is also truly noble because in the process of such efforts, we are able to realize lasting happiness, not only for ourselves, but also to open the possibility for others. Maybe suffering from poverty and want, there is therefore no nobler work than this. Helping friends who are struggling with fundamental suffering of human existence by talking to them about our conviction and guiding them to the realm of faith in the mystic law is an extremely admirable act of compassion. It is the most respectworthy action of using our voice to do the Buddha was in view of Nichiren Daishonin, the Buddhas of the later day of the law. The need for a philosophy of inner transformation. In on reprimanding Hachiman, the Daishonin writes, "The Nirvana Sutra says, I quote, 'The varied suffering that all living beings undergo, all these are the thus come one's own suffering.'" I unquote. The Nichiren declares that the shared suffering that all living beings undergo, all these are Nichiren's own suffering. The passage from Nirvana Sutra cited ever praises the boundless capacity for compassion of Buddha, who seeing people suffering, feels those suffering as if their own. The varied suffering of all living beings refers to the different painful problems people experience in life. Shakyamuni Buddha took on this diverse suffering as his own problem and sought to resolve them. Daishonin, however, takes this a step further by referring to the shared suffering of all living beings. He clarifies that all the different suffering of living beings essentially arise from the same single cause of slander of the law, and he boldly declared that taking it upon himself to find a way to overcome this suffering. Our efforts to teach others about the principle and ideals of Daishonin Buddhism in the later day of the law and age our life with three poison, greed, anger and foolishness, confront this shared suffering and open the way for the happiness of ourselves and others. In another writing, the Daishonin observes, "Famine occurs as a result of greed, pestilence as a result of foolishness and warfare as a result of anger. At present, the people of Japan number 49,94,828 men and women, all of them different person but all alike infected by the three poison." Question 1. The passage this passage dynamically portrays the close interrelation between the lives of human beings and the events in society and in the environment. Daishonin asserts that famine, pestilence and war occur because of the prevalence of the three poison in people's lives. Viewed from our perspective, then human history has been a tragic cycle of negative cause and effect of people hating and wounding each other, fueled by the three poison. In order to put an end to this sad state of affairs and turn our planet into a realm of peace and coexistence, a powerful philosophy that can transform people's lives at the most fundamental level is absolutely essential. This philosophy is none other than Buddhism of Nichiren Daishonin, with its teaching of the great pure law of Namme Horenge Kyo, which we of the SGI chant. The Daishonin states, "The suffering of all living beings thus come one's own suffering, Nichiren's own suffering." Both Shakyamuni and the Daishonin single-handedly took on the suffering of all people and devoted their whole lives to teaching and spreading the law to help people overcome the suffering. All it takes is one person. A great history is always made by the great individual, and their work is carried on a spread by successor or disciple who share their spirit. The main theme of my novel, The Human Revolution, is summarized in a statement. A great human revolution is just in a single individual will help achieve a change in the destiny of nation and further will enable in the chain of destiny of all humankind. This also expresses the vow of those united by the bonds of mentor and disciple in the realm of faith who practice the Daishonin teaching in the present age. Compassion gives rise to wisdom. What exactly is the Buddha compassion? Nagarjuna treatise on the great perfection of the wisdom discusses the term generally used in Buddhism for compassion. Jihi in Japan is explaining that the Chinese character for ji or pity means imparting joy to people, while he or mercy means relieving them of their suffering, opening the way for relieving suffering and imparting joy so that all people may attain enlightenment is an expression of Buddha's compassion. Empathizing with others' pain and suffering is different from merely feeling pity. Ultimately, the only way for someone to truly overcome their problem is for that the person to summon the power from within the depths of their life to stand up strongly on their own to challenge those problems. Mr. Toda pointed out, you cannot help anyone in a truly meaningful way by just saying how sorry you feel for them. Become leaders who can offer genuine guidance and encouragement based on faith. You should say that what needs to be said and then chant Dhammaku together with the person you are encouraging. True Buddhist compassion has nothing to do with sentimentally or mere pity. This is because sentimentally or mere pity cannot help the person achieve victory in life. It cannot truly relieve and suffering and impart joy, or it does not solve the fundamental problem in terms of shared suffering. Compassion gives rise to wisdom. Mr. Toda maintained the compassion to want to help other overcome their problem will bring forth the necessary wisdom for us to know the best way to proceed. Buddhism struggled to be victorious, so our lives and our efforts in society. Daishonin encourages his disciple with both compassion and strictness to spur them the summon for the power of Buddha from within and attain the happiness without fail. Three poison: greed, anger, and foolishness. The fundamental evil inherent in life that give rise to human suffering. In the treatise on the great perfection of wisdom, the three poisons are regarded as the source of all illusion and earthly desire. The three poisons are so called because they pollute people's life and work to prevent them from turning their hearts and minds to goodness. Of three, foolishness is the most fundamental as it facilitates greed and anger. Our deepest sense of fulfillment lies in the experience of this connectedness in action that upholds it. Under the influence of such ignorance, however, we look for fulfillment through acquisition and possession of object, fame, power, and so on. Greed is the uncontrolled impulse to fulfill these desires, even at the cost of the unhappiness of others. Inevitably, such pursuits lead only to sense of frustration. Anger is the violent impulse that springs from the same egocentric orientation. It is not only explosive rage, but also resentment, envy. All these insidious, ultimately self-destructive emotion of the wounded ego. These poisons thus undermine our individual happiness, impede our relationships, and hinder the unfolding of our unique creative potential. From the perspective of Nichiren Buddhism, the three poisons are inherent aspect of life and can never be completely eradicated. Buddhist practice in the Nichiren tradition can be described as process of continually transforming the energy of this deluded impulses and redirecting it towards the creation of value. In a more general sense, it is through the spiritual struggle to continually orient our lives towards respecting others and working for the broader good of all that we are able to transcend and transform this poison. Substituting courage for compassion. The Buddha's compassion could be described as a passionate, irrepressible wish to awaken people's life and help them unlock their inner potential for absolute victory. The Daishonin embarked on all alone on his struggle to refute the erroneous and reveal the true in the realm of Buddhism, enduring all kind of persecution, including the hatred and jealousy of people throughout the land. He forged ahead to open the supreme path of enlightenment of all humankind. Daishonin states, great compassion is like the mercy and compassion a mother feels for a child at present is the mercy of compassion Nichiren and his followers. When disciples unite their heart with the teacher, the great compassion they can bring for the power to relieve others' suffering and impart joy to them. Consequently, the mentor disciple spirit in Buddhism is a source of boundless compassion. Mr. Toda declared, Daishonin is a Buddha of great compassion without comparing anywhere. We should make his all-embracing compassion known throughout the world. The direct path to realizing this undertaking is found in our vibrant day-to-day efforts to reach out to others in Buddhist dialogue. Since the pioneering days of our movement, our members have empathized with those who were suffering, chanted for their growth and happiness, spoken with great conviction about the principles and ideals of Buddhism, and helped many people fundamentally transform their lives by introducing them to the faith in the mystic law. No matter how our members were scorned or ridiculed, they never retreated in their efforts, always rushing to the side of those who were suffering and warmly supporting them. They have continuously encouraged others to become happy through practicing Daishonin Buddhism, assuring them they would be able to overcome all obstacles. These are truly the courageous and persevering efforts of Buddhas. Mr. Toda said, as ordinary mortal, it can be sometimes be difficult for us to summon forth compassion, but we can substitute courage for compassion. The courage to speak the truth is equivalent to compassion. There are two sides of same coin, the head side. Head side of the coin is courage. Said, if you share, there are two sides of the same coin, and the head side of that coin is courage. He also said, if you share Daishonin Buddhism with others in that spirit of courage and compassion, they cannot fail to listen to you. Even the most stubborn child is no match for a mother's love. Our network of courageous compassion has now spread to 192 countries and territories. Now where we can find a more wonderful organization than SGI in its dedicated effort to warmly support and bring hope to people everywhere. Dr. N. Radhakrishnan, a leading Gandhian scholar with whom I have published a dialogue, once said to a group of SGI youth, human revolution starts with the relieving others, suffering and imparting joy to others. Overcoming life problems and obstacles. Youth is a time for never-ending worries and concerns, but only by overcoming life problems and obstacles can we become truly strong. If everything always goes smoothly, we will grow spoiled and complacent and be unable to build a solid foundation for our lives. Only by expressing suffering ourselves can we understand the suffering of others and deepen our compassion. Encountering many hardships and challenges in the course of fulfilling our mission for Koshun Ruhu, it is itself an honorable struggle to overcome the shared suffering of all living beings. Our own victories will inspire many people and become a source of hope for our successor, for leader to experience difficulties and show their triumph over them. An expression of compassion. The SGI youth, forging ahead with a vibrant spirit to share the Daishonin Buddhism with others, a great champion of relieving suffering and imparting joy, challenging the shared suffering of all humanity. Mr. Makiguchi stated sternly, the misguided belief that it's okay to behave badly or unethically as long as one is not breaking the law is the cause for many of the ills afflicting society today. As a result, self-righteous hypocrites abound. Acting selflessly without thinking about the consequences for others, or doing whatever one pleases as long as one does not get caught. Such egotism and corruption are rife in society today. Viewed in this light, the altruistic action of Soka Gakkai members, on par with action of Buddhas and Bodhisattva, are indestructibly noble, and that's precisely why we are the targets of envy and abuse. Mr. Toda declared, the Soka Gakkai is the most joyful and harmonious realm in the entire universe. We must not allow devilish function to harm it. Buddhism has no borders. The Soka Gakkai, which Mr. Toda described as more precious than his own life, today receives messages from leaders and thinking people in Japan and around the world, conveying their immense support and high hopes for our movement. The times had definitely changed. Dr. Marita Stepniak, director of the Center of Oriental Philosophy Studies at the Institute of Philosophy, Russian Academy of Science, Moscow, has said, Buddhism represents the unique case of world religion that has succeeded in spreading its message all over the globe without use of any violence or military expansion. The only means which have been used were words and deeds that conduct demonstrated by those who have chosen the Buddhist way. This is a truly keen observation. The history of transmission of Buddhism carried out solely through means of soft power in the form of words, behavior of its practitioner, its glorious records of triumph of the human spirit, the victory of dialogue over military might of the people, over authority of conviction, over doubt, compassion over hate, and wisdom over deceit. Our practice of Nichiren Daishonin and Buddhism runs at the forefront of actualizing this principle. Our global movement centering on peace, culture and education is the crystallization of the great compassion and wisdom of Buddhism. Because our movement is based on this towering life philosophy, it has depth of completely different quality than other similar movement in the past. No matter how lofty a movement idols, if it lacks a sound life philosophy or view of life and death, it will be hindered by negative emotions like mistrust, jealousy and hatred, and they ended up splitting into factions, and this intriguing history gives clear testimony to this fact. Buddhism focuses attention on the heart and mind, on people's fundamental life condition. It's grounded in the most universal foundation of life itself, transcending all differences such as ethnicity, educational background, and worldly titles. This is why it can open the path of creating new value for humanity, while directly and boldly forging heart-to-heart, life-to-life bond, free of narrow convention and prejudice. Buddhism has no borders. This is why my mentor Creed, as his direct disciple, have strayed and ground wheels of humanistic dialogue across the globe. It is important to take action and talk with others. I have striven in the belief that my continued efforts in this sphere would create a steady ripple effect that would someday grow into a great tide of capable changing the course of human history from division to unity, from conflict to harmony, and from war to peace. Nobuyuki Okuma, 1893 to 1977, a noted Japanese economist who in later years served as a professor at Soka University, remarked, "In Nation of Peace today, there is no longer exists the notion that government is all powerful. Instead, something beyond politics guides the direction of government. The source of pacifist ideas in both the East and West can generally be traced to philosophy of religion. Philosophical and religious ideas lie at the foundation of human activities and nurture spirituality. The influence of such ideas is absolutely indispensable for the realization of peaceful nation." Dr. Okuma placed his hopes in the Soka Gakkai development for this reason. Mr. Toda said to the youth, "The life philosophy of Nichiren Daishonin and Buddhism offer fundamental insights into existence. We are guiding all people with this lofty teaching. You should therefore think of yourself as a world-class leader. I hope many outstanding leaders dedicated to Kosen Rufu and the happiness of all people emerge from the ranks of our youth division and future division members who practicing this unsurpassed philosophy in their youth." Empathizing with others. It is crucial that we advance Kosen Rufu. We must not permit devilish sponsor to hinder or obstruct our movement. Mr. Tura said, "If we remain a straight path in our Buddhist practice, we will win the trust of people from all walks of life and attain a lofty state of being that enable us to confidently guide them to the right in the right direction. Leaders need to regard others' suffering and joy as their own and do their utmost to sincerely support them. Chanting and doing Gongyo together with them is important. Moreover, we should follow the example of our mentor in faith and take the initiative, resolutely opening the way to victory. This is a noble path, truly humanistic leader. The Soka Gakkai is an organization dedicated to overcoming the shared suffering of all humankind. In an exert accord with the Daishonin spirit, living out our lives together with the Soka Gakkai and doing all we can support and protect it to progress with the utmost compassion. Let's forge ahead triumphantly in high spirit, further strengthening and expanding our incomparably noble movement. Let's bring magnificent blossom to the shared commitment and victory of mentor and disciple, to the bloom blossoms of happiness and joy. With the new century as our stage, let's cheerfully advance, armed with philosophy and compassion." Thank you so much.